Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 11, 2021. I'm George Henry. Another vaccination clinic is scheduled for the Florence Event Center this Friday, May 14th. The clinic will be from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Individuals can schedule an appointment for a primary dose or secondary dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Appointments can be made through lanecounty.org/vaxclinics. While appointments are recommended, walk-ins will also be permitted all day on Friday. Lane County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Team will be providing the vaccinations, made possible through coordination with Lane County Health and Human Services. The City of Florence is in the middle of finalizing their biennial budget for the 2021 through 2023 period. Currently, in the proposed budget, the city is looking at a grant that would impact homeowners in the city. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says it's something the city has not considered before.
It's a $400,000 community development block grant to assist in home rehabilitation.
If it makes it into the final budget, homeowners could access the money through an application process. The city, according to Reynolds, will be working with a nonprofit agency.
We are actually doing that in partnership with the Lane County St. Vinny's program, and so that will be managed through them.
Information on grant programs is available at the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. Yesterday, the Oregon Health Authority added another 833 cases to the COVID-19 list, along with 7 more deaths to report. One of the deaths reported was a 65-year-old Lane County man with underlying health conditions who tested positive on May 2nd and passed away on May 4th. Of the 833 new cases, 55 were Lane County cases and no new cases for the Florence area. That number stands at 236. The state is now closing in on the 200,000 mark of total cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The OHA is reporting that vaccinations are steady, with an average of over 33,000 per day. Hospitalization numbers are still high, with 329 beds currently handling COVID patients, and 84 are in intensive care. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 11, 2021.